Praise the Lord, saints. Our message today comes from the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 8, starting with verses 1 through 5. That's 1 Samuel, chapter 8, starting with verses 1 through 5. And it reads as follows. When Samuel grew old, he appointed his sons as Israel's leaders. The name of his firstborn was Joel, and the name of his second was Abiah. And they served at Beersheba. But his sons did not follow his ways. They turned aside at the dishonest gain and accepted bribes and perverted justice. So all the elders of Israel gathered together and came to Samuel at Ramah. They said to him, "You are old, and your sons do not follow your ways. Now appoint a king to lead us, such as all the other nations have." I want to speak today on the topic, be careful what you ask for. Amen. Amen. First, let me give you some background. Samuel was a judge and he was a prophet. He accepted God's call quite literally after God had called him three times. He thought that Eli was calling him instead of God. So he finally, God had to show up in front of him and said, "Look, Sam, I'm the one that's calling you." So he did. God anointed Samuel to lead the Israelites. And Samuel was led by God in all of his actions. He was a man of God. Now, let's talk briefly about the Israelites. Now, these are the same Israelites that God brought out of bondage in Egypt. Took them across the desert, the wilderness, provided for them, cared for them, loved for them, gave them new land, etc., etc. All he asked, all God asked in return, was that Israel would serve him. Amen? So, when the Israelites had the audacity to ask for a king, this was not a good thing. If you think about the history, God has always provided for them in terms of leadership. He had always put someone in charge that he could trust. And unless they were strayed from God, they did exactly what God wanted them to do. Samuel was no different. He was a good man. So they asked for a king. They figured since the other nations had kings, they should have one too. Now, granted, God is their king. Always has been, always will be. But yet they wanted another king. So, you know, God heard them, so did Samuel. So I want to read to you, starting at verse 6 of 1 Samuel 8. But when they said, "Give us a king to lead us," this displeased Samuel, so he prayed to the Lord. And the Lord told him, "Listen to all that the people are saying to you. It is not you they have rejected, but they have rejected me as their king. As they have done from the day I brought them out of Egypt until this day, forsaking me and serving other gods, so they are doing you. So they are doing to you. Now listen to them, but warn them solemnly and let them know what the king who will reign over them will claim as his rights." So in other words, God was not happy with this choice of them wanting another king when they already had one. And he told Samuel what to tell them regarding how this king will be. And that's where we pick up in verse 10. Samuel told all the words of the Lord to the people who were asking him for a king. He said, "This is what the king who will reign over you will claim as his right. He will take your sons and make them serve with his chariots and horses, and they will run in front of the chariots. Some he will assign to be commanders of thousands and commanders of fifties, and others to plow his ground and reap his harvest, and still others to make weapons of war and equipment for his chariot. He will take your daughters to be perfumers, cooks, and bakers. He will take the best of your field and vineyard and oil groves and give them to his attendants. He will take a tenth of your grain and of your vintage and give it to his officials and attendants. Your male and female servants and the best of your cattle and donkey he will take for his own use. He will take a tenth of your flocks, and you yourselves will become his slaves. When that day comes, you will cry out for relief from that king you have chosen, but the Lord will not answer you in that day. Verse 19, but the people refused to listen to Samuel. They said, no, they said, we want a king under us or over us. Then we will be like all the other nations with a king to lead us and to go out before us and fight our battles. When Samuel heard all that the people had said, he repeated it before the Lord. The Lord answered, listen to them and give them this king. Then Samuel said to the Israelites, everyone go back to your own town. Isn't that something? They asked for a king. God warned them, if you want this king, this is how he's going to treat you. They did not adhere to the warning that God gave Samuel to them. Instead, they said, we still want our king. They rejected God. They told God, you know what? You're not good enough to be our king. Isn't that scary? They made a decision that they really didn't think through, but they had to ask for this new king. You know, saints, we need to be careful what we ask for. They asked for this king, and the king did. God raised up Saul to be their king, and Saul did exactly what God said that he was going to do to the Israelites. And God even warned him, look, he said, after he does all these things, you're going to cry to me, and I'm not going to listen. Because I told you, this is what was going to happen. God gave them the intent of their heart. That's what they really, really wanted. That's what they really, really had to ask for. Be careful what you ask for. Now, the consequences of their choice was twofold. Number one, they lost the King of Kings, meaning they had turned their back on God. Well, no good could come out of that in the first place, okay? Turning your back on God is not the way to go around in life. Secondly, besides them turning their back to God, they put their faith into a man, a king named Saul, who did not have their best interests at heart, but God always had their best interests at heart. Now, you say, what does this have to do with today? Well, saints, when we pray and go to God, we ask for a lot of things. Just like the Israelites. The Israelites didn't realize how good they had it prior to King Saul. They didn't have to worry about anything. God, if they trusted God, everything would be okay. But they wouldn't listen. We as humans always think that our situation can be better than it is already. We think that if we ask God to help us to move forward in certain situations or circumstances, that we will be better off. But here's the problem with that. You don't know whether or not that's something God really wanted you to do unless you ask him. Instead of asking him to move you forward, you should ask him, God, what do you want from my life? What do you want to happen in my life? But instead, we ask God, just like the Israelites, for things or situations or circumstances to change that may or may not have anything to do with God whatsoever. We've lost faith. We think, okay, so if God can change my situation, I'll be better off. Okay? That's how we think. But we fail to realize that God is in control of all things, and that our asking for him to change certain things is not his will. But we ask anyway. The Israelites failed to realize what a blessing following God was to them. And so do we in our lives. Sometimes we turn our backs and forget where we came from. You know, times were rough for the Israelites initially. They were slaves in Egypt. God heard their cry and pulled them out of there. They forgot that God had done that, how God had heard their prayers and answered them and brought them out of bondage. They forgot all about that. Instead, they wanted to choose another king that couldn't do anything that God didn't do. He's just not even on that level, and is not worth being mentioned in the same sentence as God. Well, in our lives, we forget the things that God has brought us out of. We forget where we came from. We forget our humble beginnings for some. We forget our circumstances that God helped us through. We forget our issues and our problems that God was there. We forget all the times that we asked God for his help and he helped us. We forget about all that. But yet, we want more. We want to ask God for something else instead of thanking God for what we already have and realizing that what we do have is a blessing. Israelites failed to realize that, and they failed to thank God. And the consequences of them asking God for a king is well documented. We as Christians got to be real careful. We got to make sure that what we are asking for is the right thing to ask for. We need to be in prayer with God. We need to develop a relationship with God so that we'll know that, number one, he has our back. Number two, our faith will increase. Number three, we'll know what God's plan is for us so we don't have to ask for something else. Amen? Many times we are asking over and over again for the same thing to happen. And God says, okay, I'm going to turn you over to the desire of your heart. And it didn't work out for us. It didn't work out for the Israelites either. What God is saying through this word is that we need to be careful what we ask for. We need to really, really think about it before we ask. We should look before we leap. We should pray before we act. We should listen before we speak. Amen. Amen. We should do all of those things, not just start asking. Anybody can ask for something, but if you're not asking for the right thing, then you're wasting your time and you're probably putting yourself in a deeper hole than you're already in. The Israelites found that out the hard way, and it is God's will that we do not find that out at all. And we will not find that out at all if we have a relationship with God, we listen to God, and trust God enough to know that he has what's best for us in his plan. You see, saints, it's like this. When you have that relationship and you have a purpose that God has given you, you don't have to ask for anything. It will be given unto you. So, saints, next time you think about asking for something, be careful what you ask for. Amen? Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, our Lord, in the name of Jesus, we come. Thank you, Father, for this word and your many blessings. Thank you, Father, for we're not where we were, but we may not be where we want to be, but we're exactly where you want us to be. We're exactly where we should be, according to your will. Father, have us to look at where you have brought us from. Have us to appreciate, love, and honor you for that, Lord. Help us to realize our blessing in that, Lord, that we're not where we used to be. We're not who we used to be. It's all you're doing by your mighty hand, Almighty Father, by your mighty hand. Help us not to ask for things that will be detriment to us, like the Israelites did, but help us to understand your will and your purpose for us so that we don't ask for the wrong thing and have circumstances happen to us that are not beneficial. Father, I thank you for this word. I repent, Father, for the times that I've asked for things that I shouldn't have asked for. But Father, help us all be careful in what we ask for, all seek you, all trust you, and all have faith in you. for this is your will. Father, I pray this word will go forth throughout the land. May you be glorified in it, Lord, and may it touch everyone that hears it. Father, you are God. We love you, and we ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.